Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Whether you're first time, long time, or all the time, call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Let's rock, man. I feel good. Feel a little better. Hopefully you listened for the last 2 hours and we vented and we talked all around the players and the front office and the manager and all of the things that, you know, we want the Yankees to do to get out of this rut, right? We had our little therapy session and we got something. Oswaldo Cabrera. It's happening. Now, I don't know the corresponding moves yet. Trying to figure them out, but I'm going to guess that DJ LeMahieu is going to the IL. Oswaldo Cabrera can play second base, shortstop, and third base from what I know. I would expect they keep Glaber at second base, IKF at shortstop, and maybe put this kid at third and sit Josh Donaldson down because he's been pretty brutal. But I don't know. I can't call it. And then I also expect to see Miguel Andujar sent down. I think they never loved him. You've heard me say that a ton. And they never loved him, and they gave him another opportunity, and he couldn't get it going. So, you know, and they DH'd him. So now they can move someone else to the DH, maybe Donaldson to the DH, and then put Cabrera at third base. Coming soon. We'll figure it out. I also expect DJ to the IL. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why they waited on that. I guess they had to wait on it for the, you know, these moves. But I expect DJ to hit the IL since we're getting an infielder in the mix. I think it's, you know, I think we're going to lose an infielder in DJ to the IL. And then another corresponding move is Miggy to be DFA'd or to be, you know, sent down. So that's all coming. And I feel like they threw us a bone, and it shouldn't even be like the Yankees throwing us a bone. Like, they need to do these things. They need to do these things to spark the team, to shake things up, right? The excitement now. I just said, oh, maybe I'll go to the game, right? If you're a Yankees fan, it gives you something to look at where you're like, okay, this is new. This is exciting. This guy's making his debut. Like, I want to go see that. I want to be there for Oswald Cabrera's, you know, big day. So it's all right. Breathe. Take a deep breath. Think about it. They are making moves. They are doing some things. There's more information to come. But as of right now, we know that the New York Yankees are calling up infielder Oswaldo Cabrera from AAA. And I expect DJ, who's an infielder, to be put on the IL. And then with Floreal coming up to play center field, I would expect Miggy to be sent down. I think they're just going to keep Hicks on the bench, and it's going to be Benintendi in left, Floreal in center, Judge in right. And I saw some people saying, oh, maybe they'll cut Marwin, but I don't think they're going to cut Marwin. I think they value Marwin because Marwin is a guy that can play, like I said, left, right, third, short, and he's a bat off the bench. And is Marwin a switch hitter? I think they value Marwin. I think they look at Marwin as a valuable piece. Yeah, he's a switch hitter. All right, let's get back to the phones. I don't have that much time. Probably got another 50 minutes here, but I'm glad that by the end of the show, we did find out something, right? Because Lindsey Adler had said that they won't be making any moves tonight, but, you know, this information leaks, and, you know, this young man must be packing up or, you know, must have been alerted that, hey, you got to get to New York. So someone gets that information, they send it out there, and now the Yankees universe is on Twitter trying to figure out the corresponding moves, what's going to happen next. But there automatically is some excitement. There instantly is a jolt of energy with this fan base and this team now, because you're getting to see two young prospects come up, and no matter how they play, they're going to shake up the clubhouse. They're going to shake up the lineup, and maybe you'll get some better results out of your star players, out of your guys that have been here struggling for the last few weeks. Michael is in Valley Stream. You got it. You're on the Fan.
Keith, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, man, it's just been like brutally, like it's been torment watching this team, man. I hope they turn this around now with these prospects being called up, because at this point, I said it, if we have a lousy homestand now, and that's the way they're playing to start off, I really think there's a chance they could like choke this division, because they're going to lose to like the Tampa Bay. They already lost to Seattle. They're going to play Toronto, and Toronto is god awful, but the Yankees are god awful also. So the worst teams are playing each other. And don't forget the Orioles, because the Orioles are right behind them, and the Orioles could win the division too. It's not out of the, you know, it's not out of the question. So
I know
it's just getting very scary, man. And I saw like a lot of regular season collapses, and the 1964 Phillies, I was looking that team up, and they had, I think, a 16-game lead, and they did blow the division. So
we've seen it. We've seen collapses, and this team isn't beyond potentially collapsing. Just look at the stretch of baseball they've played here. That's why I said it's got to stop. If they keep continuing this way, they are going to fall out of it. That 9 games does not feel as safe as 15 did, obviously. And, I don't know.
It's been brutal. It's just, I don't know what to make of it anymore. I watch it. It's like watching a bad horror movie. It's like you can't make this up. It's like defensively, offensively, pitching. The pitching's actually been stellar, but that hitting, I mean, they couldn't hit out of a paper bag right now, this team. They're like, I know they're starting to get injuries too. I think we might, maybe we'll dodge a bullet with Lemieux. Maybe this means that Donaldson's not going to play and Torres gets benched. I'm hoping, because Lemieux is still a big bat that you don't want to lose. And I did hear Boone say that he might play tomorrow. Well, he said he's either going to play or he's going to go on the IL. But
yeah,
I just don't think we could afford to take any more injuries, because they're playing so horrible right now.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see, but I don't know. In my opinion, I think, because of how cautious they are and how cautious they've been, I think they put DJ on the IL. I know he probably wants to play. Like I said, we saw him in the dugout full uniform just looking mad, like he couldn't affect the game. But I think if they're bringing an infielder up, I think they plan to put DJ on the IL. But it could be a pleasant surprise tomorrow. Maybe they're putting somebody else. Who knows? We can't call
it.
And this stuff is unconfirmed.
Yeah, I hope Ron Marinaccio gets called back up, because I think that was a terrible move that they sent him down in the first place. I don't know what they were thinking with that move, because that guy's got really good stuff, and I think he's big league ready. So
yeah.
I don't know what they were thinking sending him down. That was just horrible.
Yeah, send Abreu. Send Albert Abreu down. Yeah. We saw him, you know, tonight not give it up, but whatever. Like, Marinaccio is a higher leverage guy that we can depend on. We have depend on. He's put up 0. Send Abreu down and send Marinaccio right back.
Oh, yeah. But do you think this team is going to win the division?
They're going to win the division. I do think there's a chance they could lose it. If they keep trending in the way that they're trending now, that's how you lose a division. But
yeah, you do.
You know, a couple moves like Flory out, he's going to play good defense. I don't know how much he's going to hit, but it's going to change the lineup. It's going to change the clubhouse. And if Oswald Cabrera...
Hopefully this gives them a spark. And they don't just need a spark, this team. They need an explosion right now. They need to explode the Yankees. Like, totally just...
But
they
like,
need to be on fire.
At the same time, they don't even need to be on fire. The Rays are able to beat them with 3 runs in the first inning. And then the Rays didn't put up a single run the rest of the game. And then even the night before, it was a 1-run game the entire game. Then they put up 3 in the ninth to end it. But these were winnable games. They just had
nothing.
Yeah,
they're playing with no confidence. They're playing with no confidence.
Exactly. They have no confidence, no swag, no energy about them right now. They're down on themselves.
They were 3 months ago. And they're playing like they did last year. And also, I like to know what's going on in that clubhouse right now. There must be a turmoil going on, because they look like they were having so much fun in the beginning. They were like, Rizzo was wearing reading glasses. they were like having so much fun. Now the chemistry has went out the window. I don't know what happened to
them. It's definitely got to be awkward in there. Thanks for the call, Michael. I said it. I'm like, if Harrison Bader is there and he's just around in a walking boot, they look at him like, okay, we got rid of Monty for this guy. He can't even play. We're struggling right now, and this guy's hanging around. We don't know if he's even going to be able to join us. They're looking around the clubhouse. There's new relievers in there, and a couple of these relievers have had a rough go at it. It's like, all right, well, these guys are supposed to be helping the team. Some of them haven't really helped the team. Benintendi has been all right, but he hasn't been the 330 hitter we thought he was going to be months ago when Yankees fans were dreaming about a trade for him. The clubhouse is different, and they've only been back here for two games. They were on the road. It takes time. This has been an interesting week, but it just got more interesting. Once again, this is unconfirmed. This is all coming from Twitter, and I'll give you the reporter's name. I just followed him back. Max Goodman retweeted it. I think I saw some other reporters retweet it, but it isn't confirmed yet. And like Lindsey Adler said, the Yankees aren't going to come out with this information until tomorrow, but I think it leaked tonight because travel has to happen. These players are around people. It's Daniel Alvarez Montes on Twitter, Daniel Alvarez EE, who put this out. And I guess he's affiliated with IE Extra Base. It's a Spanish baseball something. I don't know. I'm not fluent in Spanish. This just says they cover baseball. So unconfirmed. Once again, these reports are unconfirmed. But on Yankees Twitter right now, Yankees Twitter seems to be celebrating two prospects being called up. And we are waiting for corresponding moves to see who hits the IL or who gets sent down and what changes are made. Because you can't keep going the same way the Yankees are going. They're losing, and you need something to shake this up. And here it comes. Here it comes. Oswaldo Cabrera. I need to get some more information on him. I think he's a lefty. And I guess they feel like he's more MLB ready than Oswald Cabrera. I think it's or Peraza. I think it's crazy that they have names that are that close. Oswaldo Cabrera and Oswald Peraza, and they're both infielders. They both play in AAA Scranton. And yeah, Oswaldo, he's not a lefty. I just saw a video of him hitting lefty. He's a switch hitter. He throws right, 5'10", 145. He's age 23. And this year, in 197 at-bats, he scored 31 runs. He's got 53 hits, 9 homers, 32 RBI, 13 stolen bases. His batting average is .269. His on-base percentage is .348. His OPS is .851. So we'll see. I guess they're going to go with him first. And Florial, you already know about. I feel like most Yankees fans have seen him. So back to the phones we go. Let's go to my guy Jimmy in Jersey City next up on The Fan.
My man, Keith, what up? Different tune tonight, or the same you feeling? Same.
I mean, I'm the same. I saw it coming last night, and then when they lost tonight, I'm like, I don't know what to say at this point. They need to get right. This is not good.
Keith, just laugh it off. I remember when I called you guys way back in the beginning of the year, you and Sal, a couple of guys were bombing on us when we started off 5-5, and I was only one of the calls calling up saying, wait, judge him yet. Give him 40, 50 games. And what happened after 50 games? It was a different tune. Everybody was blown. Everyone was so down on the beginning. Same thing here. It's a losing streak. They'll get through it. Again, guys, Benintendi's going to get used to the team. But Florial, he's a Joey Gallo and Hicks all in one. He's horrible. I don't know why they're bringing him up. But man, you're going to see it. You're going to see it the first game he plays, what I mean about
no,
that.
No, I know. I've seen him. He can't hit at the major league level. Defensively, he'll be better than Hicks. And at this point, I think they just can't keep rolling Hicks out there.
Hey, Keith, how come no one's asking how DJ LeMay hurt his toe? I think maybe from kicking a wall or something during his little bad streak that no one's saying how he got hurt. He didn't foul a ball. I didn't see him in recent games foul tip a ball off his foot.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. And I'm glad you brought that up because it happened in Boston, right? Like, I don't remember the play. It just came up that he had a foot issue, and I'm like, okay, when it rains, it pours. here's another injury, here's another guy that was actually hitting well, and now he's got to sit down for a bit.
But Keith, I wanted to clarify that part. When people say he's hitting well, I think he sucks. That's been my opinion. Sal will tell you that. I've been telling Sal for a while.
LeMahieu?
Look at his numbers since he's been here. You know who's got the two worst averages of running scoring position on the team? Mr. LeMahieu and Mr. Aaron Hicks, the two worst on the team.
Yeah.
LeMahieu's horrible, Sal. Look at his splits. He's horrible. Since the first year he was here.
Yeah, I was just about to say, he used to be RBIs. Automatic. He used to be, like, he runners in scoring position, money. He's
his
driving
was,
him
his
in.
Nickname was money. His nickname was money. Base is loaded, getting hits and all that. He can't hit no more runs in scoring. He's horrible. Keith, let me ask you something. How come we don't do either Benintendi or IKF, the Vito spot?
I don't know. They think Gleyber Torres is a leadoff hitter.
Yeah, but he strikes out too much. You need a guy who can make, like, IK off a man who don't strike that much, who could steal a base, get into scoring position for your 2, 3, and 4 hitters, so at least you can guarantee to get at least one run during the start of the game.
They're going
to
tell you left-handed bat and Benintendi, they want him lower in the lineup between some righties. They don't want him leading off. I don't know. I can't justify it. I wouldn't make the lineup like that. Gleyber has been brutal. Gleyber is batting 107 in his last 7 games, 150 in his last 15 games, 200 in his last 30 games. His on-base percentage is 138 in his last 7 games, 164 in his last. Like, he has been so bad at the plate, he's lost, and he is always the guy that goes into this, like, puppy dog, woe is me, like, discouraged look. When you need him to stand up, be a man, and lead the team, right? He was supposed to be the shortstop.
Exactly. This is why I'm saying we need to have, like everyone else around the league, a good leadoff hitter starts off. That's how you start off the game the right way, Keith. A great leadoff hitter. Like, we've always had
a table setter.
We've always had one throughout the Yankee career of Yankee teams, a table setter. So I'm saying, give IKF a shout up then. Don't you? It'd be a good leadoff hitter. Keith, we're going to go on a 10-game winning streak. You're going to change your woes. Back when we were 5-5, how we turned around, we're going to do it all again. So just stay the path, brother. You got to love
it. I'm never quitting on the team until we're mathematically out and the season is over. I'm with you, Jimmy. We got to balance this out.
When you see me worrying, I'll let you know about it, but I ain't ever going to worry, Keith.
No, you've been around a lot longer than me. You've seen a lot more than me. I'm like, they said, you know, the Yankees haven't lost 5 series in a row since 2005. I'm like, man, I was in high school, and I barely remember that.
Keith, I'm old enough to be your dad. I got kids your age. Trust me. That's what parents are there for, to talk. When my kids get a little sad and worried and stuff, we talk them out of it that things are going to be all right. Like I'm telling you with the Yankees, things are going to be all right. They're just hanging there, right?
I'm in there. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. From Jimmy to Joe's to other Yankees fans that feel like that's what's going to happen. That's the last leg that the Yankees have, right? That they can't be this bad forever. We know they have the talent. And that this is going to correct itself. At some point between now and October in this regular season, the Yankees are going to get their swagger back. They're going to figure it out again, and they'll be able to rip off 10 wins and make everybody feel great about their prospects in October. Nobody feels great about this team's prospects in October right now. They can't beat the good teams. They can't hit. And in the past Octobers, what happened? They couldn't hit. The pitching has been fine. The pitching is there. I mean, I just saw a tweet from James Smith. It said the Yankees have lost their last 6 games in which they got a quality start. One from Cole, Cortez, Herman, Tyone, Cole, and Cortez again the last 2 nights. Their longest streak since another 6-game streak from April 25th to May 2nd in 1979. Now, I don't remember that. I was nowhere even being thought of in 1979, but it's crazy. This is the craziest season for the Yankees as far as, like, them activating these old stats and these things that just, like, rarely ever happen from the way they started off hot and all the, this hasn't happened, or the Yankees haven't won this many games or had this record since, you know, this team, or, you know, all the teams that started off like this ended up going to the World Series. Now they're touching all the worst records from the worst Yankees teams. Incredible. Remarkable. The journey of 162. And so you have to believe as a Yankees fan that this isn't the rest of the season. They're not going to lose out the rest of the season. They're going to be able to right the ship. And when they do, things will correct themselves. And you hope that, you know, when you look at this schedule, I think it's going to be rough the rest of this week. I look at the Rays. They're going to want to sweep. The Blue Jays are coming in here. They're going to want to, you know, get back at the Yankees some. And then you got two against the Mets, and the Mets have their best pitchers lined up. And, of course, the Mets, who already step into these postseason-type atmospheres against good teams, and they rise to the occasion, the Mets are going to take those two games dead serious. We'll see what type of lineup the Yankees roll out. But then the Yankees do go out west. Next week, they've got four against the Oakland A's. That's a series to get right, even though the Oakland Coliseum is trash and it has been a tough place for the Yankees to win in the past. They got to go and beat the A's. Then they've got the Anaheim Angels. The Angels are garbage. And then they go to Tropicana Field. That's a tough road trip. It starts with four in the worst ballpark in baseball, the Oakland Coliseum, and then it ends with three in the second worst ballpark, Tropicana Field, a.k.a. Trashicana Field. The Yankees are going to have no fun staying there. Hopefully they have good hotels out there. They're probably in a good hotel, but those ballpark accommodations are whack. And then they come home. That first homestand is big. That's, again, facing two postseason teams. The Twins are a postseason team if they win their division. They've got four against the Twins, and then they've got three against the Rays. That's got to be, all right, we're back home from this road trip. Got to continue it. And then they have two against the Boston Red Sox, three against the Brewers in Milwaukee, which will be interesting. And then they have the Pirates and Red Sox at home. Like, September can be sweet for the Yankees, but I feel like August, this stretch is going to be rough, and then they'll come out of it. But that's why we watch. That's why we wait and see. We hold out hope. You never quit on the team, but it is 100% okay to be discouraged. It is 100% okay to call a spade, to look at the quality of baseball and realize this is low quality. This is not it. This team can't keep going this way, and to call them out on it. I love the team. I love the Yankees. I love the ballpark. I love baseball and all of that, and I've watched enough to realize that, like, this ain't it. And if they have hopes of being an October team that's going to make a run to the World Series, they've got to shake this off. I don't know when it's going to happen. Thought it could have happened yesterday. Thought it could have happened 2 days ago. Thought the IKF game was a turning point. They're still in this rut, but all we do is go to sleep, wake up the next day, and have a new game to play and hope that they come out of it. My guy Ross in Bergen County on the fan. What's up, Ross?
Hey, Keith, how you been, man?
I'm all right. I feel a little better now. We've got to, closer to the end of the show, and we've got some good news and some optimism, and I feel better than I did coming out of the loss. You know, when I opened up, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah, man, you guys got something to smile about. I mean, there's no other way to put it. New York baseball has been dreadful the last couple of days, especially the Yankees have been last month. I mean, at least the Mets had some glory days and mixed in there, but now I kind of feel like, you know, they're coming back down to earth a little. You know, even I was a man, you know, all the crap Sal got for the, you know, the NL East is over, but crap and everything. But even I was starting to think, you know, I wasn't declaring it over, but at the same time, I was like, all right, maybe the first place is starting to become a possibility. Maybe this is a new Mets team where, you know, Buck at the center of everything. But you know what? A couple games down in the A, and the reality hit them once again. And now look at them, you know, stars are getting hurt by the day. You know, they called up some no-name before the whole fan base had to remind them that they had Beatty down in the system, so they call him up. And I don't know if it's a panic move, but they called up two third basemen in back-to-back days.
The right to do that. You know, like, I watched the Mets do that with Marrero and now this kid Beatty, and I'm like, yo, will the Yankees see that the Mets are a top team calling up prospects, and they're playing against the defending world champions who have called up two prospects, and will that make them say, okay, it's time for us to bring up our young talent. We can do the same.
I think they actually called up Beatty too, because Atlanta called up another guy, a pitcher this time, early this morning, a couple hours before the Mets called up Beatty. I forgot his name. But, yeah, they called up Grissom, Harris, and I think was Strider called up too. they got all these young guys, and they just re-signed Harris to like a 10-year deal or something.
Yeah.
2 hours ago.
Strider was called up last year, I believe. That Michael Harris deal is a joke. I don't know what they have.
Nah, they're getting ahead of themselves.
I don't know what they have in Atlanta that they get, like Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuna, and even Matt Olson got traded there and signed an extension with them. Like, how do they get these guys to sign these deals like this? They're hometown discounts. So
yeah, I don't know where they're getting the money from. Look at Riley's man. Is Riley the highest paid guy in the league? I know Scherzer AAV wise, but they've gotten him like the next decade.
Austin Riley's another one that just signed. The Michael Harris deal I have in front of me. Michael Harris II, who is technically a rookie, he's in the running for Rookie of the Year with his own teammate, Spencer Strider. He signed 8 years, $72 million. Bro, Aaron Hicks signed for 10 years, $70 million with the Yankees.
Jesus Christ. And speaking of Hicks, I mean, that play last night was probably the worst thing I've ever seen on a baseball field.
Bro, I saw it in the stadium from the bleachers, and I'm like, how do you let that happen? It's not your first year in center field. Like, he took a wrong route. He looked the wrong way. And you know what? What I said, I'm like, this is just another thing with the Yankees not all being locked in, not having a sense of urgency, not playing up every play, right? Ball will find you. If you're sleeping, if you're asleep at the wheel, ball will find you, and it found Hicks. And you know what? In that same inning, he comes up with bases loaded, grounds in a double play. That was the low of low for the season for Aaron Hicks. They had to sit him down.
He had a shot of redemption. He blew it. And, you know, I think I brought this up a couple of weeks, months back, but, you know, when they were riding high on that, like, I don't know, 5-10 game lead on not only the division, but Houston, too, they were just looking mightier than everyone else. And I was saying, you know, at some point it's going to come back to bite them. You know, they have that leniency. At some point, the flame burns out, and you got to realize you're on the same level as every other team in the league. They thought they had that 10-game cushion, and before they knew it, it's gone. Now they're looking up on Houston, and they're a show themselves.
I kind of knew that was happening. As soon as they lost those two games coming out of the All-Star break in Houston, I'm like, that lead is about to be good as gone. I think I said it on air. I'm like, Houston plays against the Oakland A's, the Texas Rangers, the Anaheim Angels. The Yankees have to play postseason teams like the Mariners. I mean, the Mariners also play in their division, but they actually were done playing the Mariners. I'm like, the Yankees got to face the Mariners for two series back-to-back. Then they got to face Tampa. They got to face Toronto. Oh, and they got to face the Mets. I'm like, that lead in the AL is good as gone. But now when you look at it, the way it's shaken out, I had this in my Tell Me Something Cool today. I was like, if the postseason ended today, the Yankees would be the 2 seed, and they'd face the winner of the 3-6 seed, which right now is the Guardians and the Blue Jays. And the Yankees have good records against them. On the other side, it's the Rays and the Mariners. They don't have as good of they don't have as good of a record against those two.
And what I thought, you're saying Baltimore wins tomorrow, and I got to tell you, you know, and that's another thing too. You know, Baltimore was supposed to be the cash in that division, the best division in the league. They were supposed to be that throw-in, you know, crappy team. And to be honest, no joke, if you were to tell me to pick one of the five teams that division in a 7-game series, I'd honestly probably go with Baltimore right now.
Because of the style of baseball, they'll beat you however you want to play the game. They play a different kind of brand of baseball right now. I don't think they even know, but they're young and they're scrappy, and then they have some veterans mixed in. They even have some all-stars mixed in. Like, Cedric Mullins is an all-star leading off for them. This kid, Adley Rutschman, is going to be arguably the best catcher in baseball. He's already shown he can hit, and behind the plate, the kid is immaculate. Santander... Yeah. He made the Yankees pay. He hits. Ryan Mountcastle owns the Blue Jays. He balls out. Rougned Odor is not a good player, but he was on the Yankees last year. He's been clutch for them at times. He brings something to the table. Urias. Jorge Mateo, who also was a Yankee, who's over there playing shortstop for them. Like, they have a good amount of talent in Baltimore, and they have a good manager, and they changed their ballpark. And they've got it going this year. They are on a path right now where I think they're going to end up like being a wild card team. They might be the last wild card team. And I know the Yankees don't want to dance with them in a postseason series.
No, they're playing a win. And three names you didn't even mention. You know, John Means has been out for the year. Their ace with Tommy John. Trey Mancini, the face of the franchise, the guy the whole fan base loved and adored. They trade him, and they're all
don't need him. Yep, they don't need him.
They sold at the deadline and got better. It's crazy. That's just how baseball works sometimes. Now you see teams like the Yankees sleeping completely through the deadline. Although I think the Bader move is a really good move, especially now looking at seeing what Hicks is doing out there, looking completely lost. And, you know, I think the Mets definitely made some moves to the lineup. It's that bullpen's going to kill them down the road, I'm telling you now. But, you know, in teams like that, they just sleep through. And Baltimore sold, of all things, and they got better. That's just how baseball works sometimes.
Yeah, and I got my eye on Baltimore because they will face Houston. Looking at their schedule coming up, they will face Houston a bunch of times. So they've got a three-game series in Houston at the end of this month, August 26th, 27th, 28th. And then Houston comes to Baltimore for a four-game set in late September. So that is going to be a measuring stick for how these guys will play. And then they'll face the Yankees in early October, and it'll be like a little tune-up. But who knows? It might be a rest type of thing. Playoffs might already be set. But, yeah, definitely keeping an eye on the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, I could definitely see them making a run down in October. But as far as the teams we got here go, Yankees and Mets say just simply got to wake up. They're just sleeping right through August, and it's going to kill them down the road.
Yankees way more than Mets. Like I said, looking at the Mets games, back-to-back nights, they lose their starter after the second inning. In almost any setting, any team, any time, your starter goes down, and you got to figure it out. It becomes a bullpen game. Essentially, you had an opener two nights in a row. Well, you know, it's hard to win those games, especially against the Atlanta Braves, who are trying to get some get back, who have hitters in their lineup, good pitchers, and they're the defending world champs. Like,
yeah, that's fair. I mean, they kind of got ahead of themselves, you know, that 4-5 against the Braves, you know, cruising through Philly. And
yeah, they started off taking point. 6 out of 8 from
it's on cloud nine.
6 out of 8 from the Braves, the Mets started off taking. And now the Braves have some get back, right? So now it's just it's 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
And there's 2 more games left. We'll see what happens the rest of the way.
It's a rivalry for a reason, man. But anyway, thanks for taking the call. See you, man.
Thanks for the call, Ross. I think we got to take a break now. Anyway, we're at the halfway point of this 1 o'clock hour. 877-337-6666. Call me up with your thoughts, your takes, whatever you'd like to add to the end of the show. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. I'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Your teams, your station. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Oh, yeah. KM to 2 a.m. We are approaching that time. This is the last stretch, the last run right here on WFAN. Pat Boyle is up next. Was just rapping with PB a little bit, talking about Bernie Williams and Mariano Rivera and the softball game I got to play in. And, you know, the one thing I took from that was how competitive those guys were in a softball game on a Saturday for charity. They were locked in, trying to win the game, competing in the game. It's something that you don't turn off, right? Winners win. It's a personality trait. It's something that you do in everything you do. You don't show up to lose. You know, Bernie said, I don't like losing very much. Like, nobody does. And Mariano's hitting the ball over the fence, running the bases hard, coaching people up. I'm in the outfield with him. He's like, hey, this guy can hit. Back up, back up, back up. Hey, all right, come up a little bit. All right, two outs. I'm like, man, this is great. So the Yankees need some of that energy. I put on Twitter, I was like, man, the Yankees are home. We need some Yankees legends, some guys that won, to pop in on them, to show up and be like, hey, you guys realize, like, you've got enough talent to get it done this year. Play. Play loose. Play free. And I don't know. Maybe that'll happen. Maybe it won't. CC can't be too far. I said Jeter's doing the press run. See if he'll come talk to the guys. Even A-Rod. Now that they got Joey Gallo out of here wearing 13, bring A-Rod back. And just, you know, get somebody to shake the clubhouse, shake the room, and say, hey, you guys are New York Yankees. You got a ton of fans. There's a ton of history. And most importantly, there's an expectation. There's a standard set here. You represent all the guys that came before you. And we're expecting you to win. We're rooting for you. Go out there and get it done. Roger in Princeton, New Jersey, on the fan. You got it.
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing, you know, as good as can be to be a 46-year Yankee fan and watching a manager just handicap the team about as much as a manager can. I think this free fall all started in that series in Boston when they won the first two, and they just found ways to give away games that they could win. There was one particular late in the game. But, I mean, they're doing this too often because we've got a guy running the team that just doesn't really have situational pulse, is what I call it,
mm-hmm.
where he recognizes that, okay, the book says to do this, but actually my guy's doing fine and I'm not going to pull the plug on him. Or the book says to do this, but my guy is just shaky and I can't risk it right now. We're going strong. He's never going to steal you a game. He's plain oatmeal with no fruit in it. And we're not going to beat any of the Kevin Cashes, Alex Coras,
yeah.
and Dusty Bakers with him at the helm. What we need to do, I mean, what the Yankees, sorry, like I'm getting a paycheck, right? What the Yankees need to do is go a little unorthodox and play a little small ball. When they're not hitting the ball, try and put a little pressure on, a little heat on the opposing pitcher and bunt, sacrifice, check swing to get the guy over, hit the ball.
Yeah, they tried to do that two nights ago with the bases loaded. Trevino put down a bunt that I know he wasn't told to do that, and it just didn't work out. And I'm with you. Like I said, Boone is a nice guy. I'd love to meet Aaron Boone. I haven't met him yet. I'd shake his hand and tell him, hey, you're a well-spoken guy. I'm sure you're a great guy. You've been able to win a lot of regular season games, but I wasn't confident last year. I was asking for the Yankees to open up the manager search last year when his contract ended, and the first move of the offseason was to shore him up, give him 3 years with an option for four. And I've said on WFAN, I feel like we're playing chess, not checkers. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Whether it's Dusty Baker, whether it's Alex Cora, whether it's Kevin Cash, they seem to always outmanage us. Buck Showalter, we've seen it already this year and years before. When we get to October, it's got to be a situation where the Yankees don't need many managerial moves. They don't need many chess moves. They're just better than the team. You know, they just
really
go out there and pitch and hit better.
In Cashman, honestly, I wanted, as soon as Trey Turner became available from the Nats, I'm like, oh, move Glaber. Get a good fielder, a guy with blazing speed. It adds a whole new dimension to the Yankees. He's the perfect fit. And, you know, Cashman is like, he likes getting stopgaps and Band-Aids. And I'm just, I mean, I think you have the best all-time franchise in professional sports. And you got a guy running it like you're out in the boonies or something.
That's the new mentality now. That's the new way now. That's, you know, the Yankees of the past of go buy them up, go, you know, be the evil empire. I saw, I think, a back page that said feeble empire. I was like, oh, man.
Well, the crosstown team ain't playing it that way.
Yeah, because they watched how the Yankees played it. And then they got a guy that bought the team that says, I know what George Steinbrenner did, and I watched closely here in New York while the Mets suffered, and I can make it so that the Mets never suffer again. And I've said on air plenty, this is just the start for the Mets. The Mets are going to be perennial top team. They're going to be perennial contenders. They're going to keep landing, you know, big free agents and making trades and making moves to keep them up there. I don't know how long Buck is going to manage, but, like, this Steve Cohen era is not just for a year or two. This is for a decade or two.
I think for the Yankees to be a championship-caliber team again, you need that general on the field, the guy that's going to go out to the mound and say, look, man, he swung late on this pitch. Stop nodding me off on this. Take control. You need a general that can call pitches. Take it out of the hands of managers and GMs. We need somebody like a Buster Posey. So they need to go out there and find somebody like a Will Smith or a Real Muto.
I think they found a good catcher in Jose Trevino. I just don't know if he's there yet as far as being a leader. He came here late in spring training. He's kind of taken over the duties more from Higashioka. Man, Aaron Judge has got to be that guy. And I hate to say it.
We just suffered through Sanchez for so long that this guy looks like a savior, this catcher. That's what it is. But
yeah,
we could
he's
do
an
a little
upgrade.
Bit better, I think.
He's an upgrade for sure. And yeah, you could always do better, right? You always are looking to at ways to improve. Jose Trevino has played over his head. He's played a lot better than I expected, but there's better catchers out there. And like you're saying with a general, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for who is the leader on the team that is like, hey, this is not good enough, and holding people accountable. It's supposed to be Judge, but I feel like Judge is kind of like fading into the background because he isn't hitting home runs every day. He isn't coming up with extra base hits. In this little bit of stretch,
Judge is a politician. He always says the right thing. He's the nice guy. He's the perfect Yankee.
Yeah.
The next version of Jeter. But honestly, they need somebody to get the guys.
Rizzo's another leader.
Swinging for the fences when they just need to slap a ball to the opposite side of the infield.
Yeah, you're not going to get it from Glaber. Glaber's is in his little boy, puppy dog look all the time. DJ is a quiet guy. He can lead with his actions. An incredible baseball machine, can play multiple positions, but he's not going to yell at anybody. Josh Donaldson, I feel like Josh Donaldson's been tiptoeing around since the whole Tim Anderson thing. And, there's nobody. It was definitely unfair to him. That whole thing was super dumb. And Tim Anderson's been suspended since and been on the IL since. His season hasn't gone that great, but yeah. The Yankees need a voice. Thanks for the call, Roger. They need a guy in the clubhouse that, I don't know, is it like, like Paul O'Neill breaking stuff? Like, I saw Rizzo doing that, but talking to Cubs fans and being online, seeing Cubs fans said they never saw him flip out like that in Chicago. So I'm like, is it for a show or is it genuine? I think that was really a reaction to the umps. Rizzo was not, he was tweaking like that because the umps didn't call that hit by pitch. They went out of their way to not let that go down, and it was clear that it was. But all I hope is this. The last couple days, three losses. I'm like, let today be the day that they get right. Let today be the day that they get a win. Let today be the day that they start to turn things around. It could be. Bob in Bergen County, B.O.B., you're on WFAN.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good, good.
I don't know, maybe you want to talk me down from the ledge, but I'm kind of feeling like the best thing that could happen to the Yankees right now, and don't get me wrong, I'm not rooting against the team, but that they just continue this failure way here, and they leave Hal Steinbrenner, you know, maybe it'll be a wake-up call for him and leave him with no choice but to say goodbye to Brian Cashman. Whatever they do with Aaron Boone is
I understand. I understand that school of thought, but I can't label that as best thing, you know?
Well,
like, that's the best thing that can happen to the Yankees is they get hot again, and they get hot all the way from now into October and win the World Series. But I understand the school of thought is saying sometimes you need to destroy before you can elevate. Sometimes you need everything to fall apart.
And blow it up. I mean, look at, and I hate to use this as an example, but look at the Red Sox. I mean, how many World Series have they won since, you know, in this century, really? And what do? They blow that team up, and they have one or two or three horrible seasons, and then they come back and they're champions again. And the Yankees won't do that. You know, like Cashman has his philosophy, like, oh, we'll rebuild on the fly, and he gets all this credit for rebuilding on the fly in 2016, 2017. But where's it gone? Where's it gotten us? It's gotten us 13 years of futility here, and we're really, you can't say this team this year is the same team as last year, except last year they mixed the winning and losing up. So this year was 2 months of winning. Now it's a month and a half.
I said last year the roller coaster was week by week. A bad week, a good week, a bad week, a good. I'm like, this is a good 2 months, a bad 2 months.
Yep. Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's the same. It's the same, like, structural issues with this roster that we all knew it in the off season. It's just that they came out, they were so hot for a little while, and now, I mean, wow, like, how bad is this team?
Pretty bad right now.
I saw the first inning, like, all right, so I go into work late, right? So I wake up at 7 o'clock, you know, 7:15, 7:30, whatever it is. I check the app, 3-0 Tampa. I was like, well, no point to even watch this game. No point to listen to this
game. Yeah, you already feel like it's over. Yep.
It's over. And was I wrong?
No, I mean, you were right. They were able to. They were at least able to break their 22 innings scoreless streak. They were able to do that, but of course they couldn't come back and win the game.
No, and it's, you know, I mean, sports is supposed to be entertainment. This team is not entertaining to watch.
No, it's been a struggle.
It sucks to watch. It's like they're sleepwalking. So I don't know. Like I really feel like, you know, somebody needs to just blow this team up and start over. And let, you know, listen, I would love to be wrong, Keith. I would love to be wrong. And I would love for people to say, oh, that idiot Bob from Bergen County has no idea what he's talking about.
You're not alone in that thinking. There's a lot of people online that think the same way. Thanks for the call, Bob. I'll say this, right? In the same way I said to Bob, there is no best thing that could happen to the Yankees with them losing and blowing. Like, that's the worst thing, right? The worst thing that can happen is that these guys fail to the point where heads do actually roll. And then where are you after that? Starting from scratch, blowing the team up. Like, they have made moves in the past few years. They fired all of the coaches under Boone last year. They got rid of Gary Sanchez, who had been a Yankee for 10 years. They got rid of Gio Urshela, who became a fan favorite. Clint Frazier, Tyler Wade, Rougned Odor, Andrew Velasquez, all these guys that became fan favorites, they got them out of there because they weren't producing. The best thing that can happen to the Yankees is that they break out of this losing streak, they get hot, they get healthy, and they get right in enough time to enter the postseason, win one series, go to the ALCS, beat whoever it is in the ALCS, we expect it to be Houston, and get back to a World Series and potentially win that. That's the best thing that can happen, and that can still happen. It seems grim right now. It seems far away right now, but it's still very much on the table. And with now Clay Holmes supposedly going on the IL, maybe DJ going on the IL, maybe Miguel and Duhar being sent down, that makes room for Oswaldo Cabrera, Esteban Florial, and Ron Marinaccio. And then boom, right there, you've got an injection of young talent, three young players, a pitcher, an outfielder, an infielder that can make an impact on this team right now when they need somebody to step up and shake things up. They need somebody to make an impact and do anything out here. Last call of the night. Gene is in Linden, New Jersey on the Fan. What you got for us, Gene?
Keith, it's good to talk to you again. I don't know. I'm kind of discouraged with the Yankees, so can we talk about the Jets?
Yeah, when I go home, I'm watching One Jets Drive and Hard Knocks. There's a new One Jets Drive out. Episode 2 is out, and there's a new episode of Hard Knocks. I'm going to stack them up and then watch them when I go home. They're like behind-the-scenes docs of training camp. And the Jets right now, I'm sure they're going to cover the Zach Wilson injury and the Mekhi Becton injury and the Dwayne Brown signing and all of that. So, yeah, let's talk Jets. You're the last call. You probably got another minute and a half.
Well, I'm not going to smoke the whole minute because I enjoy your knowledge of sports. Anyway, so what happens if this guy Zach Wilson doesn't come back? That means we're going to just rock the season with Flacco, right?
He's going to come back. So he had the surgery today, and from what I read, they said 2 to 4 weeks, which shocked the hell out of me because when I saw him go down, I'm like, this guy's done for the season. He's done. ACL, he's done. I'm like, the Jets, like, they have the worst luck. But somehow, some way, he didn't damage any ligaments. And they said that the arthroscopic knee surgery was deemed a success. There were no surprises from the original diagnosis. They won't put him on the field until he's 100%, which basically makes me think this. The Jets, they have two quarterbacks, right? Right now, without Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco, who has won a Super Bowl, who Robert Saleh, for some reason, put out there that this guy could be a starting quarterback for another team. No, he couldn't. That's why he's a backup for the Jets. Now he is a starting quarterback for an NFL team, your team. And then Mike White, we saw what Mike White did last year. Maybe he's got some more left in the tank. Maybe he's grown a bit. He'll be backing up Flacco. We'll see what those guys do. But ultimately, you want Zach Wilson to come back. You want him to be healthy. You want to see what the number two overall pick can do in year two because you invested that pick in him. You don't want him to be a bust.
Do you see Jeff Garcia in the Jets green?
Jeff Garcia?
Not Garcia, Garoppolo.
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo, another 49ers quarterback. No, I do right. not. I think the Browns should trade for him, depending on what this Deshaun Watson thing goes. But the Jets have come out and said they're not interested. They're happy with Flacco and Mike White. They're not interested in Jimmy Garoppolo. And especially with the timetable now, with Zach Wilson not being out for the whole season and only being 2 to 4 weeks, there is no Jimmy Garoppolo possibility for gangrene.
I just, you know what, between the Knicks and the Jets, I don't know which one is more nerve-breaking, you know?
I mean, there are Knicks, Jets, Mets fans. Mets now have figured it out. You hope that the Jets figure it out this season, and then you hope that the Knicks figure it out after that. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for calling up. Thanks for tweeting me at Keith McPherson on Twitter. You can follow me wherever you follow people at. First name, last name, real name, no gimmicks. The show ended better than it started. Here we are again. We'll have two more games, Mets, Yankees, to right the ship, to get in the win column. The Yankees have some new energy coming up, and so do the Mets. So I'm sure the talk tomorrow night or later tonight will be about Beatty and Cabrera and Florial and Ron Marinaccio and good. Two top teams in New York with some top talent coming up on the way. Help is on the way. Let's get back to winning. My name's Keith McPherson. Thanks for listening. Pat Boyle's next. I'm out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.